Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back as we continue to break down the interrogation number two of Richard Allen. You may notice if you're watching us on YouTube, this is some pretty dark stuff. So I brought my dog into the picture. This is Baby Belle. Baby Belle's Bible Bunkers. Just Belle is what her name is, but I call her Baby Belle because she's not that old. She's what? You're about 6 months now. Yeah. So she'll be joining us from time to time, I think, on the show to, provide a little light when it's pretty dark in some of these things. So meet Belle. You'll probably be seeing a lot more of her on the program. So let me put my ear back in,
which is somewhere over here.
I just had it. Here it is. Here's the ear. And we will continue listening to this and breaking it down. We are, I'd say, roughly halfway through the interrogation of Richard Allen for the Delphi murders. We will pick up where we left off. Are you ready, Belle? I don't put headphones on her because I don't want her to hear this. But if you want, Belle, do you want? You want to hear this one? Should we try this one? I don't know if you're old enough for it. This is kind of intense. I don't think it really works. Yeah, see this? There we go. That kind of works. There you go. Yeah? No? Okay. See, it's another reason if you're listening to this podcast, wherever it may be, watch us on YouTube as well, because you just missed a really cute dog wearing headphones. Okay, we have some levity. We have some a little more sunshine in the world for a moment after all of that. And with that, let's go back to the dark spot. And let's watch this and see just what Richard Allen was put through.
What did you do? I went for a walk on the trail, okay. And I went home. And I told you the details of the best I can remember of what I did that day and what the walk was. I'm not gonna... This is ridiculous. I'm not gonna just keep repeating myself.
Okay.
So.
But I'm not gonna keep bringing up more evidence either. I mean, I can only give you so much. About Ron Logan. Do you know Ron Logan?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been on his property?
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of.
You don't hunt. You said you fish?
We mushroom hunt. Yeah, I fish.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out why that ram from your gun would be out there. I'm giving you the opportunity. I know you don't want me to give you opportunities, but I'm giving you the opportunity. But you never mushroom hunt on that side of that ditch? On 2000, you weren't mushrooming. It was too early for mushrooms.
A little bit. It was just a seasonably warm day. So, I went for a walk.
Okay. And nobody had your gun that you know of?
I'm not answering that. I've answered it 15 times.
I mean, obviously you would tell me if somebody did, because then that would put them there and not you. Because right now, you are already out there by witnesses, and you and I both know that, realistically, the evidence doesn't lie. So
if, it obviously if you, does. If you that's did what know, it's saying.
I think I know you well enough. Maybe I don't. That if you did know somebody borrowed your gun or had your gun, you would tell us.
Of course I would.
Okay. So it's realistic for me to believe that you're the only one to have your gun. Excuse me.
I've answered that 15 times.
Okay. And you said 15 times. That's true. So like I said, I'm trying to help you. If you don't want me to help you, I won't. I'll leave right now.
That's fine.
What I'd like for you to do is tell me again what happened, because you didn't tell me. I watched the interview. I'm just trying to figure out why your round from your gun was 6 inches from those girls.
And I'm telling you, that's not possible.
Do you believe in science? Do you believe in...
I believe in science. I don't understand all of it.
I don't either. But if a scientist, a certified analyst, is telling you that this round came from this gun, specifically this gun, not this type of gun.
I get all that. I know what you're saying. And what I'm telling you is that bullet did not come from my gun if it was found at that murder scene or on the bridge or where. Like, it didn't come from my gun is what I'm trying to tell you.
And I'm trying to
so
it did, and they're telling me it did. So now I'm trying to figure out who had your gun, and you're saying God. Nobody did 15, 16 times, and who had a round from your gun? Did anybody have your ammo? I don't know. You explain to me. You try to explain to me why.
I'm not going to try to explain. I told you that.
You can't. You can't explain why your round is by this dead girl's foot.
Because it's not.
But it is. You but believe in not. Science. You believe in that analysis. You believe that our lab, that round's been in storage since the 14th of 2017.
I am telling you that any round involved in this whole thing did not come from my gun.
And I'm telling you, you're lying.
Okay.
Because I have evidence that it is.
You don't.
That's not evidence that the
I'm telling you, never mind.
Please, nope. Tell me. I'm all ears. I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
I've got nothing to say.
Sell me.
I've got nothing to say. This is ridiculous.
So you're saying you didn't have the gun on the trail, so there's no way you racked it out there on the trail and somebody might have picked this round up?
Ever? What I'm telling you is I don't carry my gun. I carry my gun if we go fishing along the river, like night fishing. I carry my gun if we're going to go out and tromp through the woods mushroom hunting somewhere. That's about the only time I even carry my gun.
And you weren't mushroom hunting and you weren't fishing that day.
It was like February or something.
February 13th, 2017.
You realize mushrooms don't grow that early,
yeah,
right?
It's about May, right?
April, probably May. Around there.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would I be mushroom hunting?
I'm just saying, you weren't mushroom hunting and you weren't fishing. You're just walking on a trail. There's no way you would. I'm trying to figure out how that round got out there. If you're adamant that it is your round. I mean, you can't deny that. It's a round from your gun. Did you rack it on the trail and, you know?
I didn't. I didn't have my gun that day.
Never racked it on the trail.
I didn't have my gun that day.
Ever. Any day. You ever remember racking your gun on that trail?
No, I don't.
You ever remember racking your gun while you're mushroom hunting out there in the years prior? Do you ever remember racking your gun when you're fishing? Did you ever go fishing there?
Not usually, no.
Okay. Where do you usually go fishing?
Down at the dam.
Oakdale?
No, in town, the little creek.
Oh, okay. Deer Creek. Okay. Deer Creek. And you said earlier you don't shoot it a lot, so you weren't out there target practicing.
No.
Okay. Alright. Well, I'm just trying to figure out how I got there. When you said you carry it when you're mushroom hunting and fishing, and obviously I know when mushrooms grow, and I know probably, you could go be fishing in February. Why would you carry your gun? I'm not a fisherman or a hunter. But why would you carry your gun if you're out mushroom hunting?
Just because you're going to be out in the boondocks, you just never know who you're going to run into. Personal protection.
Okay. Or snakes or something like that, I guess.
I probably wouldn't shoot a snake.
You wouldn't?
No.
I would.
Well,
I hate snakes.
Right. I'm not saying I like them.
I guess I'm quicker than a snake. I can get away, maybe.
Jesus Christ. I like snakes. I think we got to riff on this a little bit. I like snakes. I don't know. Did you like? I hate them. I don't know if the officer is aware that in most states it's illegal to kill most snakes. And I wonder what the laws are there in Indiana. I hate snakes. I once had a dream that a snake was in my bed. I looked down and it wrapped itself around my legs. And then I looked further down and its head, Rick, I can't want to tell you. But if you tell me what you did, I will tell you what that snake did to me. Is that a deal you want to take, Rick? At this point, Rick would be like, fuck it, sure, yeah, what was the snake doing? You're going to do what you're going to do. And he's so right. He knew how railroaded he was being. He knew that there is no chance he's going to walk free because they had one thing that they were going to do, and he knew it. This is such an angering case. So frustrating. And we're on the outside. I cannot imagine being his wife or his daughter.
When you do carry it, do you carry like a just on your hip, or do you carry it like one of those fancy holsters, or do you just put it in your pocket? Or
it's got a holster, side holster,
like a paddle holster, like this, just clips, or does it go through the belt?
Mine goes through the belt.
Well, mine just slides on.
It goes through the belt or clips. I don't know. I'd have to look. Right off, I don't remember.
And you said when you do carry, you have one. That's how I carry mine.
Generally, yeah.
All right, let me see what the prosecutor has to say. I'm gonna call him real quick. Tell him what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
What do you want me to tell him?
I want you to tell him whatever you want to tell him. I mean,
the truth. I'll tell him the truth because that's
Jesus Christ.
That's your version of the truth. Because it's obviously not.
I'm not making it up.
It's obviously not the truth.
You think I'm making up that we found this round? And
I don't know what you're doing. What I'm telling you is,
I'm not making this up. You and I both know. I'm not lying to you about anything.
No.
Everything I'm telling you is facts.
Okay.
I'm not trying to trick you into anything, Rick. I know you probably watched, you said you watched Dateline, all these fancy shows. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just giving you some
fancy shows.
The evidence that we have against you.
And I'm telling you that that's not possible.
Well, I can't. I'm not making this up. I showed you. I can't make it. This is a legal document. Item 16.
Any other evidence that
was identified as being cycled in the firearm of item 314. Item 314 is your gun. Item 16 is the round that we found out there on the ditch bank next to Liberty's foot. And that round compared to your gun.
And I'm telling you that didn't happen. That
I'm
it's
telling
not
you
possible.
Did. I don't. You think I've just typed this up? You think I'm just...
You're saying it happened. I'm not lying for saying that. What I'm telling you is there's no way my bullet was found near a murder scene. It didn't happen.
And I showed you a picture.
And I can tell you...
Of a round. A Winchester 40 caliber round, right?
I've got nothing to work... Any other evidence that you have is obviously not going to point at me. I mean...
It is.
Okay.
The expert witnesses, the witnesses...
The expert all of
it. I don't believe that.
What expert?
But go ahead and call the prosecutor.
I'm just stumped here on what you think I made this up.
What do you want me to tell you?
I want you to tell you how do you think I made this up? Do you think I just typed this up? This is an official document.
I never said you made it up.
I can't lie to you.
I never said you made it up.
I can't lie to you and say, hey, I have an official document right here saying that this exam was done on this round that we found at the scene. I can't make any of that up. That's what you're telling me.
Well, no. Okay. I've not once said that you're lying. I've not once said that you're making that up.
You're just saying...
What I'm telling you is that there's no way that a bullet from my gun...
This is an official document, Rick. I mean, I can't make this. I can't make fake documents. I don't have the ability to use a printer. Or any of those fancy graphic software applications on the IBM-compatible disk drives... Rick, you know me, I'm not a fancy-dancy investigator. I just talk like one. When these things finally become public domain. Rick, this is my fancy tactics. It's like an episode of The Simpsons, almost. Just how over-the-top... Let's continue. I shouldn't be laughing, but that's all you can do because this guy got so railroaded. It's horrible. It's like a tragedy comedy.
Ended up anywhere near a murder scene. It just didn't happen. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you any more than that.
And all I can tell you is we found this round back in 2017.
Okay.
Collected it. Have compared other guns to it. Other guns have not matched. We've had it for over 5.5 years. All right, we get information. You're on the trail. We want to talk to you and say, hey, what's going on? Who'd you see? What'd you do? You kind of cooperate, but then we say, hey, we're looking for this and that. Would you let us look? Nope. Get a search warrant. We did. We got a search warrant.
Sure.
And we found this gun in your house that you bought in 2001 that the extraction marks, which is the analogy I got from the lab, is it's compared to a fingerprint. It's unlike anybody else's.
Okay.
So these extraction marks, if they got my SIG 40, if I had a SIG 40, I have a 45 and a 9, but if I had a 40, it wouldn't match to my gun. And we've had multiple 40 caliber guns down there testing on other people that cooperated with us.
Okay.
And it doesn't match to their gun. So that's why we're here.
Sure.
One reason why we're here today is because your gun matches to this round that was found out there. I can't make that up. I'm not lying to you, Rick. I can't. That's unethical. I can't go take
it. It's obviously what you think.
It's unethical.
You mean like all the shit you just lied about? That's unethical, Rick? All the expert witnesses, Rick. Everybody's seen you there. We got, you know, Mo down at the bar. He says you were there. Chippy with the gimpy leg. He says you were there. Don't forget Sabrina, who lives in the treehouse down by the river. And we let her down every few weeks. Oh, I didn't talk about that one, Rick. I'm sorry. It's unethical, Rick.
What I'm telling you is it's not
what I think. It's what the evidence is telling me. If I just thought, I'm gonna make this story up. Somebody was out there and jacked around out of their gun. I can't make that up without the evidence that indicates it. Did they say anything to you about this round and about your gun the day they talked to you a couple weeks ago?
No.
No, because we didn't know.
Okay.
And then we collected all the evidence that we thought would match the evidence that we have.
And then we took your gun, ran the evidence bullet through the gun, and said that it was found at the scene just like that. Ta-da! Allegedly.
And run the test on it, and the test says, ding.
And what I'm telling you is, and I guess I
can't deny this.
What I'm telling you is.
I know what you're telling me. You're telling me that your gun and that round was nowhere near. And I'm telling you that the evidence indicates it is. Right? We're on the same sheet?
That's what you're telling me, yes.
And that's what you're telling me?
No.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you that.
There's no way in hell that my gun and round's out there. Go ahead, say it. Sorry, I won't interrupt you.
Not leading at all.
I'm not saying anything.
Because you know it's a lie. I can't make this up. That's what I'm saying. You and I both know. I can't make this up. I can't. This is a certified official document. I can't just type this shit up and say, oh, look at me. I'm lying to you, Rick. Okay. I'm trying to trick you into confessing to something you didn't do. That's bullshit.
He'd make a great.
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
He would make a great used car salesman at a really crappy lot. You know, the ones where like the good dealerships don't even take, it's like, there's a bar. Like, you know, the good dealerships are still kind of like, but the bad ones are like, yeah, that guy. You know what? I got a 87 Toyota out there, Rick. Could be yours. Just think of all the times you can drive your little girl to and from school. She's 28, but just think of it. Put her in that car seat. She's 28, though, but Rick, you and I both know the truth. You'd love to put that 28-year-old daughter in that car seat and drive her around. No, I really wouldn't. Well, if you don't want to, I will. Because I am the law. Again, that's not part of the conversation. That's a little lift. Comedic lift for the insanity of all of this. And the insane injustice that has gone on to Richard Allen and his family. We got more to go here. Let's pause this segment, and then we'll do one more and finish up all of the Richard Allen interrogation. This is his second interrogation. This is the one where they arrest him after Skippity-Doo-Dah here. Does his best interrogation. There's a show from the 80s. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT here. It was a cop show, and it was, trust me, I know what I'm doing. And maybe like one or two people get it. I can't think of the title of it. Sledgehammer. There we go. Yes, yeah, Sledgehammer. It was a parody cop show. And this kind of reminds me of Sledgehammer, of just the over the top. I'm going to be your best friend, and then I'm going to stick it to you. Type interrogator. I mean, I know there's tactics. I know all of that, but I'll tell you what. I know some of the best interrogators in the world or that have been retired, and they ain't doing that shit. What do you think? Tell me in the comments section. Would love to hear your thoughts, and please press subscribe wherever you're listening so you don't miss any of this as we continue to break down the interrogation here of Richard Allen. We'll do the phone calls as well in our series. So yeah, please do press subscribe, whatever platform it is you are listening to us on right now.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.